Welcome everybody to the Salon Professional Podcast, today sponsored by at Current Hair Care on Instagram. Yep. That's where you can find Current Hair Care. They are sponsoring this wonderful podcast. I'm here with Craig Michaud, and we are going to talk about the current state of the industry.
Hello.
Welcome. So, you guys always love when we do this, so we are bringing you the current state of affairs, no sugarcoating, real life. Bring it to me, Craig. What is happening in our world?
Well, there's inflation continues to accelerate, which Friday's, I don't know when this is going to get posted, but Friday, the CPI number for which is, the consumer price index dictates where inflation is at, and it went through the roof. So if you paid any attention to any news, the stock
Friday
market
was the
crashed.
8th?
Okay,
8th or 9th, okay.
10th, maybe. 10th. I forget what
stock
it is.
Stock market crashed.
Yeah, the stock market dropped 800 points. We're doing this Monday morning. Stock market's getting hammered right now. And it's
don't
all
look at your 401k.
It's all because of the consumer price index, and it's because of inflation, because everyone's afraid that the Federal Reserve is going to have to raise interest rates even at an even faster pace than previously thought of. So that's causing all of this fear that's happening.
Panic, and fear. What does it actually mean that the stock market crashed? What does that mean for everyday spending in life right now?
Crashes, it technically didn't crash. It dropped 800 points.
Okay.
The Dow dropped 800 points, which is a fairly significant drop.
Dip.
But we'll call it a dip. It certainly wasn't a crash, but it at least set the stage for what's going to end up happening, because you're going to start to see the stock market's going to go down fairly significantly for the next month or two.
So for the next month or two, we can look at the stock market's going to go down. Mm-hmm. What is our mindset during this? Am I afraid?
You're only afraid if you pay attention to it. The interesting thing is that for most people, they're not going to experience it unless they are in the financial service industry.
Yep.
Or they are
staring at their stock portfolio every day.
Yeah, every day. And if they're looking at retirement, if you're planning on retiring in the next 2 months, then yeah, you're shitting your pants, right? Oh, sorry. But
pooping your pants.
You're super nervous right now. But the reason why I'm encouraging everyone not to be is because this is just going to be a blip over a long lifespan of investing for your retirement.
We see all the time.
Yeah, you're not going to say, as long as you stay in and let time be on your side, you'll be fine. It's when people start to panic because they're risk adverse. They're really, really fearful of losing the value. And what I always try and explain to someone is your stock portfolio or any type of investment portfolio is only worth something the day you want to sell it.
Right.
So if you don't sell it when it's down, it's okay. Like, it will come back up. It always does.
But the messaging that's going to be created from this is going to be a messaging of fear that we're going to hear. So
you could already see it in the news.
Message is don't be afraid.
Nope.
And it's safe to have intelligent conversations at work. And don't assume consumer spending is going to go down.
Well, what the interesting thing is it almost becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy for most salon professionals, because they start to internalize what their customers are going through.
Right.
And sometimes the customers aren't actually going through it. They're just afraid of what the news is. So it's this really negative cycle. And if you just focus on taking care of your customer, working on those behaviors that we always talk about in regards to the client experience, talking about services, upselling, retail, all of that, everything will take care of itself. The real problem is that when you're in a state of fear, you're moving from a position of weakness. And I will tell you, I do not believe that there's any reason to move from a position of weakness right now. The consumer, when you look at anything that has come out from Ulta or any type of consumer trends, the consumer is still very, very strong.
I read what you told me to read, the beauty industry report, and I saw the double-digit growth piece of their business.
Correct. And so the consumer is still very, very strong. But that doesn't mean the consumer isn't changing their buying habits.
Right.
And that's why one of the things that we recommend is really a multi-price point strategy in the salon, not only from service, but also from
retail.
Retail. So there should be, there's a term called the barbell strategy, which is you have an entry price point and then you have a really high end price point in the salon. So what we're encouraging salons to do from the service, which is that price leveling system that we've been talking about for decades now, and a multi-price point strategy in the salon so that you're able to capture
every dollar.
Every dollar that has the potential of being used in your salon.
Yep.
And that's really where, when you do things like that, there's not going to be a lot of ebb and flow or peaks and troughs, so to speak.
You'll keep the dollar in your business.
Because that's the key. The key is, especially when you start coming into a recession and you start coming into an economic downturn of some sort, the most important thing is how money moves through your business. And it's being able to get the cash to move through your business. So cash is king, so to speak.
Yes.
Especially in turbulent times. And one of the things that's interesting is we really are not in turbulent times right now.
Don't listen to the news.
But there is a really great possibility we're going to be, if that makes sense. Like, so I'm seeing, right. I'm hearing all this fear right now and I'm going,
we're not there.
We're not there yet. Now,
but be prepared.
You absolutely have to.
How do we prepare? So current state of the industry right now is that, okay, this just happened within the stock market. It really doesn't affect anything but your portfolio at this point. It's correct. Not affecting anything else. Yep. So we can be okay. We don't have to freak out about
we
that.
We don't have to freak out about
it. But inflation, costs have gone up for salons. So how?
Correct. And that's why being in this industry is so awesome. Because this industry's always said that it's recession-proof, everyone gets their hair done.
Yep.
That's not why I think being in this industry is awesome. Being in this industry is awesome because you have pricing power.
Right.
And most salon professionals don't think about it that way. But if you need to raise your prices to cover increasing costs, you can. You have pricing power. Now, there could be some trickle-down effect. You could lose people.
But that's why you have the different levels of pricing.
Exactly.
If that $60 blow dry is not what you want, you go down to my junior for $30. Exactly. So you're keeping dollars in.
You're keeping dollars in. And that's where this strategy we've been trying to teach for so long, when you go into an economic downturn, you're going to see why this strategy is so great. Because it gives the ability to keep cash in the business. And that is the most important thing. How do we keep cash moving through the salon? And pricing power allows you to control whether gas prices are at $5 or what, anything. You can't control any of those things that are outside, but you can control how you, your customer experience, and you control what you charge. You have pricing power. And in this industry, it's very rare, but I would say upwards of 90-95% of the stylists, the salon professionals in this industry have pricing power.
They have pricing power. They may have some fear inside about raising their prices, but you have pricing power.
You have pricing power.
If your products go up $3 a bottle, you raise your price $3 a bottle. If your hair color goes up $1 a tube, you raise your hair color price. That is your power.
Correct. And that's why our industry is so powerful, is that most people think it's because people continue to get their hair done, whether it's a recession or not. And I've always looked at it as saying, no, we're one of the few industries that we actually can control
what we charge.
What we charge, and we don't have to be controlled by what's going on in the rest of the economy. Each individual salon, interestingly enough, has its own economy.
Yep.
And you can be in control of that. And that's why there are some people, I've talked to some salon owners that lived through the 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. 2010. And they're like, we didn't even really notice anything.
Right. The news was more in your face, but what you felt wasn't.
But what they felt in their business, they didn't know any different. It was like, oh, I didn't really think. And it was because they had pricing power. It was because they were in control of their business.
We're not minimizing anyone's suffering or pain or anything of that nature. Just saying as a whole.
Yep.
And that's because good systems were in place. So we help our partner salons with these systems. So if you don't know our systems or you want to learn more about them, then you have to meet with us.
Just meet with us.
Just meet with us. And these are systems you've been using. I mean, I don't want to age you out, but
I am
you're no spring chicken friend. Wait, we're the same age.
I am no spring chicken. And I'm feeling older and older every day.
I didn't mean that. He is a spring chicken because we're the same age. But no, like these are systems that you've used over decades.
Absolutely.
You know, dating back to your father.
They're a proven track record.
These are proven systems that forever have been used. This isn't new to 2008. We've gone through many ebbs and flows with these systems.
And that's when you know the system is a solid system, mm-hmm. is when it works in any environment. And
But we just change it up sometimes to speak to what's happening for the now.
Correct. But the principles are the same, and they always have been. And I think that's where the multi-price point strategy in a salon is incredibly important, and it's going to become even more important in the next 24 months. You're going to see it because everything's going to be about managing the cash coming into the business.
Well, I told you I have a 14-year-old that's starting to get more into the beauty industry, and I'm taking her for services, but she sees juniors.
Of course.
Got a keratin treatment. I was like, well, she's in the same beautiful service, same results. You know, not the years of expertise. I'm not saying, you know, wasn't a hair, you know, a haircut.
Yeah,
I'm not
downplaying any of it. But what it does is in this environment, it keeps that dollar in the salon.
Absolutely. And it got a new client.
Correct.
To the salon. And there's just, you know, that really works. And it's nice having that. Because I said, ooh, I can treat her to this. That falls in that budget. That makes sense. So we're sponsored today by something new and exciting called Current Hair Care. Right. And I want to talk about what's happening in the industry that this you know, product was brought to life and how we were able to do it the way we did.
So,
because this is very current.
This is very current.
This is very current.
There's so many puns you can play with.
There's a lot. And unfortunately, that cheesy, I will do it.
So what ended up happening, the first thing that happened is Shannon, our partner and our chemist, came up with a whole new technology. And we were using it, and the feedback was just getting unbelievable. And I was like, holy smokes, this is really, really great technology in reference to the juice that's in the bottle. She was using derivatives of electrified salt water, and she was using pearl powders and
electrified salt water. I'm like,
don't worry about the product knowledge part of it, but there's just some technology that's never been used.
She developed that here in New Hampshire. She started playing.
Yep, she started playing it, and she was doing a ton of research, really kind of in the skincare range, and started to see these benefits to the scalp and to the hair, bringing it into the hair care. So she brought me this, and I was super excited about it. And then we started looking at all the reports of what's going on with Target and Walmart and Kohl's. And these three major players, Target, Walmart, and Kohl's, are making a huge push to the prestige beauty.
What is prestige beauty?
So prestige beauty is beauty products that are not mass. So when you look at mass beauty products, they're usually very entry-level price points. You're looking at a liter of shampoo for $2.99.
Isn't that called mastige? Did I just see that word?
Yes, mastige is an actual word, yes.
That darn report you had me read.
So what has happened is Target, Walmart, and Kohl's have elected to not only offer prestige, but to offer prestige in their stores.
Prestige is not luxury.
It's not luxury.
I want to just get this clear because that word can get confusing.
It can. So prestige is basically affordable luxury.
Okay. So great product, but a little higher than the mass, and it's not everywhere.
And it's... So what ends up happening is Target has aligned with Ulta.
Yes.
Sephora has aligned with Kohl's.
And they have little like shops within shops.
They're called Shopped and Shop. Exactly. They're little stores within the stores. And Walmart has now aligned with a British company called Space NK. Sorry.
Okay.
I was going to say Space NX, but that's actually
Elon Musk. That's Elon Musk.
That's Elon Musk.
We're not talking Elon today.
So Space NK. And they're all prestige beauty retail establishments that are going to be in these stores. So there's going to be 250 Ultas this year in Target. There's going to be 200 Sephora's in Kohl's this year. And there's going to be 400 Space NKs in Walmart's that are going in 2023.
Currently what's
this
being...
This is current, exactly.
Now, they would only do this if they thought, we're going to sell a lot of products.
Absolutely.
In this category.
And there's a... And that's why this is so incredibly important, is because there is a huge movement to private equity money is being funneled into the beauty space like it's never been funneled into before. So there is it's a strong consumer. They're looking at multi-year double-digit increases.
Because that's what they've been seeing.
Correct. And they're seeing the trend is going to continue to go forward. So when Shannon brought me this technology, I was like, you know what? What if we repurpose and rethink about everything that we do so that we can come out with a price point that would retail in the salon between $18 and $20 so that we could give the salon an opportunity to compete with the prestige beauty in Kohl's, Target, and Walmart.
This is not a fear-based answer to the current state of affairs perceived by the news. So our message isn't, oh shit, things are getting crazy, so now you got to sell $18 bottles of shampoo. Not our message.
This was about keeping the dollar in the salon and giving the salon an opportunity to compete with the
prestige beauty that's good, that your consumers are going to be inundated with and in stores they frequent.
Correct. And from Walmart's publications and Target, Kohl's has not come out, but they're looking at the prestige beauty to be $20 and under. So that's okay. Why getting to that $18 to $20 price point for the salons was really, really important. So what we did is we basically broke down every aspect of how to create a product line and figured out the most efficient way to do it so that financially we could make the product, not change any juice that's in the formula of what Shannon had created, but we could actually do it so that we could bring a product range that would end up retailing in that $18 to $20 price point.
So let's visit what we're currently seeing is prices going up on all the products. Why?
Right. So what you're looking at is...
You said it's not ingredients.
It's not ingredients as a whole. Really, the major issue is transportation. It's the logistics.
The cost. How much has that gone up for brands?
So brands, for most brands, prior to 2020... you would look at your logistics cost to be anywhere between 4% and 8% of the bottle.
Right.
So if it was selling,
getting it to and from.
To and from. So that's getting your packaging from China, getting it in, getting it filled, transporting it to the other parts of the country. All of that was usually between 4% and 8%. We're now seeing that it can be somewhere upwards into the 30%. Category now. So a lot of these price increases,
they have no choice. They're not being greedy.
It's really because the sheer logistics of getting it,
they wouldn't make a profit.
Correct. That's why those price points were up. So what we did is we said, okay, how can we geographically build a line to make it so that shipping, the logistics costs,
right,
got us back down in those
to $18 and $20 retail.
So that we could be in that price. And what we did is we realized we were able to rebuild new relationships with vendors all in the New England states.
Oh, that's exciting.
So Connecticut, Maine, Vermont, and everything. So we get probably somewhere between 85 to 90% of all the stuff that we use to make this product is all done coming out of New England.
So you did this because you're like, we need to build a line that we don't have to be forced to raise prices based on the transportation of this product.
Exactly.
You've kept that control. So now we can offer to your consumers, salon consumers, an $18 to $20 price point.
Absolutely. And that's why.
And how exciting, though, that we get to be a part of New England, though. Our roots are here, so it feels good.
It feels great. And I think it's going to be an awesome opportunity for salons.
Yeah.
To capture more dollars. And
clients love that story, by the way. They kind of feel good, you know, when they hear that a lot of products that we're making now are in Londonderry, that feels good to them.
Yeah.
But I get why we did it.
We did it from a how do we solve a problem? And I think that was the interesting thing about, and that's why I'm super psyched about the line. Not only is the fragrance great and everything, is that we really took a different approach and a different look at how to build this product range so that we could get to where we needed to be without sacrificing quality.
We have this prestige brand.
Yep.
At what, and I hate to say, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but it's sort of at that mass market price point.
It's a value conscious price point.
Yes. Okay. So that's where my head goes, but it's not out of fear. It's out of being able to deliver a great product at different price points for your salon guests. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely love that. And you can get into all the beautiful technologies and everything with your product knowledge. But one other thing I love is that we also have the ability to sell this product, your salon, if you have your salon interactive store, you can sell this product online and make your full margin, right? Yep. So that's exciting. And then what are some of the, I know we're going to be doing a lot of fun promotions because that's a great way to just keep people excited. So what were some of the things that we're going to come out of the gates with?
So the first promotion that is available to salons that buy a particular intro is 2 for $20 on an 8 ounce shampoo and conditioner.
So they can get a shampoo and conditioner for $20.
Retail.
That's what I'm saying. This is incredible. And then out of the gates promotion.
Right. It's all banded together and it's
really pretty. I'm looking at the packaging and it's very pretty.
I think that the team has done an unbelievable job. Tyler and Madeline and Ryan have put together just fabulous.
Did I do anything? No.
Nothing.
I did absolutely nothing for this
line. Okay. Right. Okay.
I just felt wait a minute. No, I resized your logo.
You did. Thank you.
I resized logo. So I do have skin in the game. Yep. I will expect massive profits because I think this thing is going to be a winner. But I think what I love is I walked in and I smelled the product and it has a beautiful fragrance. It smells like vacation in a good way. Not the coconutty way, but just this very beautiful vacation smell, which I loved. So current hair care is currently available.
It is currently available.
We just got it in. On the color side of things, I only want to bring up one thing that you talked about, private equity. Yes. I just saw a bunch of money was just infused into Madison Reed.
Oh, yes.
Can we bring that up? Because he's going to kill me. You're not going to fire him. If he fires me, I'll get on a podcast and beg for my job back. But I said, I won't spring anything on you. I just did, but you brought up private equity, but a lot of money from private equity is just infused. And it is also for stand locations, so not just mail order.
So they are.
That's currently happening, so I thought you could talk about it.
Madison Reed is definitely being backed by Wall Street at this point. Wall Street has gone all in on Madison Reed because you're now going to start to see Madison Reed salons. You're already starting to. There's been newsletters and there's been mailings going out to salon professionals that have licenses to recruit. So you're going to start to see advertisement to recruit for your
style. Because they're doing root touch-ups in locations and they're trying to lure style. I read this whole thing about it.
Absolutely. So there's...
not trying to scare you. We want to talk about currently what's happening and how we get around it.
A lot of this was built off of a company out of Minnesota. Was called DP Hue.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yes.
So DP Hue took a really interesting approach to hair color, and they basically said, you can have hair color however you want. Yep. You want to do it at home? Here, we'll formulate it for you. You go do it at home. You want it done here? If you want to do it yourself in the salon, you can do it. If you want to have one of our technicians do it. So they basically had this model where you could get hair color however you want.
Okay.
Madison Reed is now going to not only be e-commerce.
Right.
They're now going to have physical locations. And the talk is that they're going to start competing with DP Hue. And the reason why that's important is I want every salon to understand when we went through COVID, everyone was so excited about e-commerce and everything like that. Every business now realizes that brick and mortar is still enormously important.
Huge.
It's still so important for the growth. You're actually starting to see e-commerce numbers coming down because brick and mortar is so important. And that's why this financial injection that Madison Reed got was so important because they are now officially saying
they're brick and mortar.
We have to be brick and mortar in order to compete. And that is where the salons still have an advantage. Because everyone's going to be sitting here going, oh my God, what do I do? It's like, no, Madison Reed is telling you that they've taken their e-commerce as far as they can in order for their next, they have to be a salon. They have to be in brick and mortar. And that's why you still have the ability to compete with the big guys because...
How do they compete? Let's say one pops up and somebody's afraid of this right now.
Sure.
What is our advice?
What's your guest experience? Let's go back to the... I hate using sports analogies too much, but it's the blocking and tackling. It's a blocking and tackling that we constantly
don't tackle your clients.
Yeah,
don't block them outside of Madison Reed and tackle them because you see them going in there. Not what he's saying. I'm sorry.
I'm still convinced if you take care of your customer.
Yeah. Why are they going to go to this stupid pop-up bar to get a root color?
There's no reason for them to go.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them to go through. So things to start looking at is, are you adjusting the formulas? Are you talking about adjusting the formulas based off of the time of the year?
Yeah.
Get away from the robotic, unconscious competence.
Same thing
every time. Mm-hmm. Change it up. Create some excitement for your guests.
If we add a pinch of this, we'll get this result. What do you think?
Exactly.
I know you're seeing this all over social media. Here's a version that would look gorgeous on you.
The other interesting thing is with Madison Reed making this play, it also shows that they're behind the curve, because the future with color is also going to have a balance with hair extensions.
Yep.
So you're going, like, Madison Reed, and this is what I try to explain to
salon. So we're not scared of it. It's just affirmed that people want a salon experience. They're like, okay, we're getting in this. We're not afraid. Absolutely.
There's no reason to be afraid. Madison Reed is actually chasing you.
Yeah.
You're not chasing them. Where that's what's exciting. Like, the salon model still works.
Right.
And that's what everyone has to feel.
I might not be in trouble, you guys.
It has to feel solace about is that the salon model works to the point where a huge private equity company is telling an e-commerce company, you have to have brick and mortar.
Because there's so much money in this and it's so successful.
Exactly. So, yes, you're going to have to compete. You're going to have to be on top of your game. Like,
but at least you're not competing against a mail order. You're competing against something you already do. And
exactly.
Just do it great.
And just do it better. Just constantly keep on with that customer experience. And it will, you'll be fine. So when I look at it, if you make sure that you're not levered or leveraged, you don't have a lot of debt, you're managing your cash flow right, you're taking care of your employees, and you're taking care of your customers, I can guarantee you, you will weather anything that comes forward. Doesn't mean there won't be some hiccups with a quote-unquote recession or a downturn or anything like that, but you're not going to lose everything.
Right.
You might have a ups and downs, but that's why if you have the 5% of sales in cash, or if you have 6 months emergency fund, if you have all of the things that we've been teaching for the last decade and a half, 2 decades, you're not going to have a problem. So don't allow the customers, don't allow your staff to change your mindset about what you're doing. You're in a good spot.
And if you don't have those things, start now.
Start now.
Just start now.
Absolutely.
It could start with $50 a week.
Because I'm telling you right
now. Just start now.
The consumer right now is still very strong. That doesn't necessarily mean in 9 months
right.
I'll be saying the same thing. But as of right now, the consumer model is very strong. So if you are afraid of what the future is going to bear.
Start saving.
Start doing the things that I'm talking about now.
Partner with us and stop paying shipping and all that crap. Come on. Partner with us and start it up. Who knew Craig was like Oprah and like a guru? You're like, let's talk mindset.
Let's talk mindset. We're going to have our next one will be a meditation session.
Oh my God. I got to hope our OGs are listening to this right now, like dying in their cars because this is great. But no, so currently what we're seeing is maybe things could take a turn.
Yep.
And be prepared. We've got you covered with great planning, like with great ideas here. Have all the price points covered in retail and service. And maybe if you're scared of a Madison Reed, maybe you start playing around with some new menu options for color. Maybe you do some fun stuff with just root touch-ups and some quicker services and exploring color options that are out there with
Absolutely.
Us.
Especially with from the natural bases and some of the more organically derived vegan-based color systems. We have them here. Like, you can start promoting.
We have color specialists that can help you build that menu
and
kind of explore your options just to have some add-ons. So this should be empowering as opposed to don't be afraid.
I don't think that anyone should get off this podcast. If you're in doubt, I'm telling you, you really need to do some self-searching because we are still in a really strong position right now.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you that everything's looking that 2023, we're going to have some hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to have some hiccups.
But we're going to be prepared.
But we're going to be prepared because we've been telling you about this for a long time now. And if for some strange reason, you have not raised your prices accordingly after all of the podcasts and the things that we've been talking about it, you still have an opportunity to make sure you get right your now. Price points in alignment, because that opportunity might not be the same in, say, 9 months.
And you don't say that very often.
I don't say that
very often. So you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
You raised the freaking price points. I've heard him say it 1,000 times. I can't hear it any other way or say it any other way.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it, or you haven't done it to where it needs to be, do an increase. Because you may in 9 months not have an opportunity to do that. So let's get it done now and get something like Current Hair Care where you can start offering that beautiful value.
Correct.
To your clients. Where do you see Current in 6 months to a year in terms of products, innovations? Because we got to talk about our beautiful sponsor before we end this.
So from a product, where I think Current's going to be able to really be innovative for the salons, the technology is always already innovative.
Yep.
I think the marketing strategy that you're going to see rolled out in 2023 with how Current is going to be going after creating new revenue dollars in the mm-hmm. salon at that value price point is going to be something we haven't seen for a very, very, very long time. Because our industry has gotten really buy two, get one free type of mm-hmm. box deals. Mm-hmm.
We have those.
We have them too. Yep. You're going to see a completely different approach with Current. Ooh. That's going to be cool. It's going to be rolled out in January for 2020.
That's right. So what I love about this is there's a demand. So yes. Currently there is a demand. So we have these big entities building them within stores, but we're giving you an opportunity without sacrificing ingredients and mm-hmm. what we're offering, but giving you that beautiful price point because you just did some research and
yep.
were able to find things locally. And
Current will definitely, and this is important for everyone to understand, Current is a consumer-facing brand. So you're not going to see cutting education with Current.
Right.
That's not what Current is about.
You'll have your product knowledge. You'll use it at Back Bar. You'll get some beautiful styles, right?
Correct. I mean, the performance is outstanding. But
right.
This is all of our investment in this brand is to be consumer.
To the consumer.
It's consumer-facing. It's you're not going to see...
Well, it's your cash register facing from the professional side.
Correct. Yep, exactly.
We are actually facing your cash register. We're opening it. And so, yeah. No, that's it. So thank you to Current Hair Care for sponsoring this and to Craig Michaud for sharing our current state of the industry. And what you will look forward to on our next one is we're going to talk holiday.
Oh, I thought we were doing meditation.
Well, we're going to meditate. We're going to do Christmas meditations. You can definitely look forward to that. But I think we should really touch on holiday and fourth quarter and success. And we'll have more information about 2023. As always, I'm on the cutting edge of everything. So, and I created Current. So thank you all. So much. You can get information at Current Hair Care on Instagram, on Facebook, and with your Evolve sales consultant. Thank you, everybody.
Have a good day.